Hello, and welcome to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement, where our vision is to reach, enhance, and advance lives. It is our prayer that you hear something during this podcast that both transforms and furthers you in the things of God. So, grab your notebook and Bible, and let's dig into the Word together.
Repeat after me, the only way that I can keep my way pure is to guard it. According to this word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path. Today, I will receive the word implanted, which is able to save my soul. Give God a hand of praise as you take your seats. Anybody grateful for Jesus? Good to see y'all in God's house today. Now, I've been, I wanted to be done with chapter one in January. It's currently March. Oh, well. I ain't mad. We've been a long while in chapter one. We enter into the second chapter. Bishop Desnet Daphne was agitating the saints on Wednesday. I loved it all. The Bible says a fool hates correction. Unfortunately, the church is full of fools. That's why folk get offended all the time. Never mind. Y'all catch that later. A lot of fools around, ain't it? A lot of fools around. Marketplace, let's not be foolish. Let us not be. So, the writer of the Hebrews started talking about how Jesus was greater than angels in chapter one. Apparently, he's still not done in chapter two. And he begins his teaching in chapter two, because remember, we look at Hebrews as a sermon, well, as a letter, but really it's a sermon. That's why it doesn't have any of the normal accoutrement of a letter. There's no salutation. It doesn't say to this church or to this person. He just start talking, kind of like I do. So in chapter two, the writer begins, put verse one on the screen, "For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. So that," leave this verse up, "we do not drift away from it." Allow me to begin today as I open up chapter two by saying this. One of the reasons, Marketplace, that we often stray is because we're not paying attention. Not to the right stuff. We're paying attention to everything else. Amen. I got brothers, I ain't gonna call no names, that can probably give me all of the stats, V, of all the sports teams. They can probably tell me. They know shooting percentages, who was traded. Coach is laughing. He done got the coffee. Know who was traded, who wasn't traded. Just the other day, my Pittsburgh fans probably feeling some type of way because they done traded, got Russell and Fields. They traded Fields for a bag of Funyuns. They trade that young man for a 2025 or 2026 fifth round pick, maybe. They traded him like a bad spades hand. That is terrible. Like, I got one in a possible. And yet we will know all these things, all these stats. Can't find Matthew. Get lost finding Genesis. You know the velocity that the ball comes off of Mahomes' hand. You can tell me how many spirals it twirls in the air before it hits Kelsey in the end zone. But can't tell me that husbands ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Oh, women, I'm equal opportunity. You know when the latest drop is gonna hit. You'll stay up to make sure that you get your order in. Your card details are saved within the shop app so that you don't lose your place when the drop happens. You already got that purse, but you didn't have that color. And you have all of these items in your Amazon cart just waiting. But yet and still, huh? I told y'all I was equal opportunity. Brothers, look forward. I can take it. Y'all look forward. Don't y'all simplify, huh? But yet and still, when it's time to find the virtuous woman whose price is far above rubies. A virtuous woman's price is not calculated based upon the price of your wardrobe. A virtuous woman's price is not calculated based upon how long or how much it took for you to get your unit installed. A virtuous woman's price is calculated based upon the value of her character. Maybe the reason you keep attracting these lowlife, foolhardy, non-working, complaining, fussing, all the time. I heard it, but I'm on the mic. I agree. Maybe the reason you keep attracting those is because they enjoy your sin. So as we go into chapter 2, y'all right? Truth is, some of us in this room need to pay close attention so you don't fall away from some stuff. I said all I said to equivocate, Guan, that our attention is diverted on the wrong things. You paying attention to stupid stuff. One of the reasons we're not present and focused on God is because, for some of us, we don't want to say it out loud, he don't matter as much as the stats. He don't matter as much as your drop. You don't have focus. Focus is when you have a clear definition. See, I used to work at a camera shop, and I worked at a camera shop during the age of manual 35 millimeter cameras. Nothing was automatic, you know, and you didn't know whether or not you got a good shot till after you developed it. Wasn't none of that click and look at the screen like, that's a good one. We didn't have all that. You had to, there was no autofocus when I started. It was just manual. Now here's the thing. If something is out of focus, it lacks definition. Watch it. Focus is when you have a clear definition of what is before you. A lack of focus leads to a lack of definition. A lack of definition leads to a lack of understanding. I'll do it again. A lack of focus leads to a lack of definition. A lack of definition leads to a lack of understanding. If what's before you is not in focus, it makes you ask the question, what is that? And if you can't answer what it is, you will abuse it. Because abuse is only abnormal use. When I don't know what something is, I will not use it properly. Here's Miles Monroe. When something is unknown, when the design is unknown, when the purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. So if I lack focus, I lack definition. If I lack definition, I lack understanding. And if I lack understanding, I will mess around and abuse the gift. Maybe the reason you're being abused by people around you is because they can't see. When you lack focus, you lack definition. When you lack definition, you lack understanding. And when you lack understanding, you will abuse it. Does that make sense? And so we began the passage by saying, pay closer attention. It's like the Hebrew writer is like, focus. Don't you mess around and miss what God did for you because you are distracted. Amen. Have you ever seen anyone hit with a stray foul ball? It's devastating. Now, normally you get hit with stuff like that because you ain't paying attention. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. You knew you was in the line of the ball when you got them seats, which means time somebody is at the batting box. I need you, sir. I need you, ma'am, to be paying attention because at any given time, said ball could come your way. Now, you sitting up there like, I didn't know. You're in the zone where said balls travel. And if said pitcher is throwing at said 100 plus miles an hour and comes in contact with said wood or metal bat, there's going to be velocity that if that comes in contact with this soft stuff right here, one may perish and go see Jesus quickly. So it behooves you to pay attention. You keep getting hit by strays, not because you're under attack, but because you're distracted. You're not under attack. You're in an environment where people are shooting. We're in the world, not of the world. Come on now. Your ability to be able not to get hit is all based upon your ability to focus. Does this make sense? Pay attention. Say, pay attention. My dad used to have an organ player, Johnny Love. We called him Johnny Love Church. Johnny Love, when my dad was preaching, Johnny Love is sick right now. Y'all pray for him. But when Johnny Love would be on the organ and my dad would be preaching, he would yell out, pay attention. That was his preach. That was his ad. Pay attention. Pay attention. And some of us, this, all I could hear was Johnny Love when I was reading this. You must pay attention. Matter of fact, closer attention. So you don't drift away. And then the text quickly moves. Look at verse 2. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, put verse 2 back up. If the stuff that came out the angel's mouth can't be changed, what make you think that the words that come out of Jesus' mouth, who's higher than the angels, can be altered? Now, this gets us in trouble when you think that your praise gonna change God's mind, or your giving, or your fasting. Huh? We gonna fast and shift God. Shift God. Fasting don't change God, it changes us. Well, no, wait a minute. If you read, Pastor, you mistaken. When Jonah went to Nineveh and cried against it, the people fasted, and see, God changed his mind. I said, wait, no. The people fasted and changed. And God said, what I was going to kill you for is no longer present. There's no need to kill you when you have changed the behavior that I was coming in there to wreck for. See, okay. We want to give, dance, fast, and stay the same. So you want to run with your money up to the altar, right? God is saying for the next 10 people who give $20, that's a lie. That's manipulation. It's witchcraft, right? So you want to run up with your $20 seed, huh? Your breakthrough seed, your miracle seed, right? You want to run up with that and keep sleeping around. Keep your 20. Hold on. Stuff that right on back down in your pocket. Amen. Because yours, watch that. That money is not going to cover sin. You practicing footwork, but not practicing righteousness. So he said, if the word spoken through the angels proved unalterable in every transgression, in disobedience, every transgression, all of them, in disobedience received a just penalty. Verse 3, how? How will we escape if we neglect, that word neglect right there, fail to acknowledge or regard? How will you escape? If you can't escape the angels, how will you escape the Lord? If we neglect so great a salvation, if you fail to acknowledge or regard your rescue, if you fail to acknowledge or regard your rescue. Leave this verse up. I got to work here for a while. Sadly, some of us in this very room are neglecting the greatness that Christ died for. Listen to what I'm about to say. Write it down if your pens are warm. Our behavior is the visual indicator of our fruit. Write that down. Our behavior is the visual indicator of our fruit. Third time. Our behavior is the visual indicator of our fruit. Remember, you shall know a tree by its fruit. All right? So how you behave is the visual indicator. Now, your behavior is not your only fruit. How you behave is not your only fruit, but your behavior is the visual indicator of your fruit. You have other fruits. Some of y'all got fruit running around. Three and four, different age fruits. See, y'all miss what I just, huh? So when people see my children, that's my fruit. It's the fruit of my wife and I. But since we become one flesh, oh, Lord. And so my behavior is the visual indicator of my fruit, but my daughter, both my daughters, my son, they're also my fruit. This is why, watch this, the world knows it, the church get amnesia. A man just got convicted last week because his son did a mass shooting. They convicted his father. They convicted the mama first. Put the father on trial. The father said, I tried. The judge said, apparently not hard enough. And I listened to the man on secular news say this. He's in your house. He is your responsibility. And at some point, we got to take responsibility for what is brewing in our house. Now, this is what, y'all, excuse me. This is what's going on in the church. Because we got people at this desk who don't take responsibility for their house because they're busy trying to use y'all's money for their wardrobe. Instead of looking at you and having enough guts to say, come out of that. You don't get to do that no more. Because they're doing it and doing it with the members. Amen. What would happen if we start convicting some of these pastors for the debauchery in their house? No. God would never. Dude, y'all ain't read the Bible. Because if y'all ain't paid attention to how God was talking to Abraham about Lot, if y'all ain't paid attention about how God was checking Abraham about his wife. See, it's quiet in here. Why your wife behind that door laughing? Excuse me. Excuse me. Hey, that's your wife. Why is she laughing? I'm talking to you. Huh? Go back to the beginning. Excuse me, Adam. I'm not asking for her. Where you at? Hello. And so, yeah, lights, table, carpet. I don't know. I'm talking to somebody. Our behavior is the visual indicator of our fruit. Now listen to this, and then we're going to break it down, and I'm going to be fool because y'all sick of me already. How we behave, especially during times of trial, tells the truth about our belief. Don't be telling me you believe in healing and you ain't never dealt with no sickness. I believe in the power of God to heal. Who been sick? Nobody. Okay. All right. I'm a giver. Tell me you a giver when you ain't got it. Tell me how much you trust God when you under fire. Tell me how much you love your wife when you don't like what she do. Oh, you see that? See that? Tell me how much you love your husband when you don't like what he do. It done got quiet in the whole cathedral. How in the world are you quick to forgive yourself for more egregious atrocity that you stopped talking to people for 20 years over? We're gonna keep working today. The truth is, how we behave, especially during times of trial, tell the truth about your belief. Well, Pastor, are you saying that we just got to let people act any old type of way? I didn't say that at all. No. I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And how you handle that, you're going to have to deal with. But what I'm not going to do is cut you off when God didn't cut me off. You can walk away from me, and I'm going to let God be God. But I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to hold you accountable. Amen. I'm going to hold you accountable. For every pastor who will listen to this message after this, stop being weak. Hold them accountable. Afraid that people are going to leave your church so much that you're preaching stupid. Huh? Giving them candy, understanding you're going to rot their teeth. Gardner C. Taylor, yes, Lord. The great expositor said every congregation loves candy. He said you can feed them candy and feed them candy, they'll love it. They'll enjoy it. You'll fill it up. People will be everywhere for candy. He said, but eventually they'll figure out they have no nutrients. And then when you try to give them vegetables, the candy has rotted out all their teeth. Amen. Candy is available everywhere. Sadly, vegetables are becoming rare. So, How do I neglect salvation? Let's work a while. How will we escape if we neglect? I don't want to neglect the salvation. So at the foundation, write this down. Number one, salvation is neglected through unbelief. Oh, I love it. Salvation is neglected through unbelief. That's number one. Salvation is neglected through unbelief. If God said, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Take it to the bank. You neglect it when you don't believe it. Now I'm going to go further into this unbelief, but it's being taught right now that that verse don't mean that verse. Very, very popular preacher right now. Thousands of people before him. He says, well, it don't mean you're saved then. It means you will be saved at some time in the future after you do several other things. See, you shall be. That's future. No, you're wrong, sir. You got all these people thinking they got to do a checklist with Jesus. I got to confess. I got to believe. Then I got to go and I got to turn around three times and I got to hop on one foot. I've been in one of them services too. God is saying for the next 50 of y'all who will hop on one foot, you'll be healed. I looked at them folks. Y'all really up there hopping on one foot? Altar was full of people hopping on one foot. See, listen. The devil produces disobedience by making the word complex. I'll do it again because that's not in my notes, but it's important. The devil produces disobedience by making the word complex. If the preacher makes it so hard that you think you got to go through 50 steps to get there, you get to say, I'm on step 10 in year 80. Versus confess, believe, saved. Now all you got to say is, I don't believe it or I don't want to do it. It is the simplicity of the word that demonstrates our own disbelief. Huh? Okay, I'm really struggling to forgive. All right, tell you what. If you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. Sermon over. Huh? We don't need to go back and forth about this. I'm struggling to forgive. Okay, that's cool. If you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. It would be like this. It would be like you having a table saw and the table saw is going and somebody said, I'm really struggling with not putting my finger on the blade. Tell you what, you put your finger on the table saw blade and you're gonna lose them. It's gonna hurt. Go ahead. Ow. Told you. Why are you screaming? I don't understand. I don't understand. This is the word. You don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. Why is my life in shambles? Have you forgiven others? No. But when we make it complex, you done gave people 5,200 steps. At the foundation, salvation is neglected through unbelief. Now, unbelief, let me give it to you in three major areas. This is still under number one. Some of us don't believe the availability of freedom. You're like, okay, I believe, I just don't believe it's available to me. God, you can do it. You're just not going to do it for me. Amen. Here's the thing. He's the savior of the whole world, not special people. Amen. It's available to you. Somebody say it's available to me. One more time. It's available to me. Now, if you believe it's available to you, you're not to behave like that. You walk into a room not thinking that because, yes, not thinking that because you don't have what you thought you needed to have to get it, that you can't have it. It's available to you. Now, this is especially true when you understand this. You've been bought with a price. Watch this. That means that what God has given you ain't got nothing to do with your credit. It's based upon Jesus' credit. He's stellar. So when he says, I want to rescue you, don't turn back to God and say, but not me. I'm too far gone. God is like, I specialize in far gone. How you gonna tell God I'm too far gone? Huh? He's like, man, please. As a matter of fact, the further you think you away from me, the greater the testimony is gonna be. Lord's like, I love to use people that nobody else thought was usable. Come on now, Jesus loves a good comeback story. See, y'all, he love a good, let me speak to a couple of y'all in here. You think you done lost something? You should get excited. Because the Lord is like, yeah, I know. They think you lost it too. I knew you didn't lose anything. You gained me. You gained courage. You gained peace. You would have still been in turmoil if you still had that. I had to remove that so you could get what you really needed. Your mind was not stayed on him. That's why you didn't have perfect peace. You weren't focused and you were drifting away. And in your drift, some of us picked up some stragglers. You were drifting away and you grabbed hold to the piece of driftwood. I feel. So here it is, you holding on to driftwood that's contaminated. But you thought the driftwood could save you. When the truth is, hallelujah, if you would have just trusted God, you would have kept your hands off the driftwood, knowing that he was going to make a way of escape for you. But thank God, over 2023, and for some of us over the last few months, God snatched the driftwood from you. You was like, how am I going to make it without this? Guess what? You've been making it. You've been making, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You was sitting up there losing your mind, twisting and turning. How am I going to make it? You've been making it. You still eating? You still breathing? Come on now. You've been making it. Don't think God going to fail you now. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Huh? So the first issue is I have unbelief in the availability of freedom. The next thing, I know it, I have unbelief in the deliverer. Oh. So we start off with, God, you can do it, but you can't do it for me. But the next level is, God, maybe you can't do it. Oh, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Because watch this, sometimes when you haven't seen it before, you don't think you will see it. You began to trust the experts and not the creator. Huh? They said nobody's ever come back from this. God is like, I know, isn't it great? See, y'all missed that. They said they've never seen anybody recover from this. God's like, I know. Watch. And you're busy like they said. So you believe in they over God. Huh? You believe in they said instead of let there be. God is like, listen, do you not understand that if they've never seen it, I can create it? Did you not read the Bible? I'll give you what eyes have not seen and ears have not heard and what has never entered into the heart of man. I'll reveal it to you. Yeah. Well, but they said they've never approved anybody with my history. God's like, I know. It's about to be good. And you walk in there already defeated. You speak in defeat. Huh? You walk in there like, oh, well, God is like, lift up your hands, O ye gates. What's wrong with you? Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Huh? Listen, some of us in here, you know, you done went through job changes. Oh, yeah. God is like, don't you be sitting up there stressing out over no job change. Huh? I'm going through a job change. It's really, really rough. How am I going to make it? You're making it, ain't you? Ain't you? Ain't you is. You're making it. You're making it. Huh? Get that lip from being poked out. You're making it. My mother used to say, fix your face. Fix your face. Walking around on moping like God ain't done nothing for us. Come on now, fix your face. God's been too good. Don't drift. Hey, whoo, excuse me. Don't drift. Don't you drift. Because when you drift, you start picking up driftwood. Don't you drift. Don't you drift. You'll grab hold of something that ain't going to help you. Don't you drift. You'll think that you got another Savior, and that ain't the Savior. Don't drift. Stay focused. Be steadfast. You unmovable always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't you drift.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you get to drifting and then go to drinking. Get to drinking and go to compromising. Y'all not in the room. You get to drifting and go to making phone calls. Y'all not in here. I know we ain't talked in a long time, but I was just wondering. What you doing Friday? Oh, come on now. I know I'm telling the truth. Don't be looking at me in that tone of voice. Like y'all ain't still got some people that you keep in your just in case list. Huh? Who will gladly sin with you to give you what you want. Gladly sin. Gladly sin. And be careful. Some of y'all are glowing up. And the devil got his eyes on you. See, y'all missing this in the spirit. God is doing all of this stuff for many people in this. I hope somebody hear me in the spirit. God is doing stuff for you. Huh? Ooh, I'm going to try to dispute. I'm going to keep looking out this window. He doing stuff for you, opening doors and stuff. Don't get to smelling yourself. Because here's what I've learned. Huh? Let me tell you something. You get hurt real bad when you fall from high. If I trip right here, I might twist an ankle. But the higher I get, this here trip, it's going to hurt a little bit more. And if I hoisted myself up there, and then I trip, if that banner wasn't up there, y'all know I would do it. That hurt a little bit more. The higher you go, the more painful the fall. You're praying for high, but not praying for the integrity to keep you safe.
Yes, yes.
And, this is why some of y'all are losing some stuff in this season. Because they don't have the altitude training that is necessary. So I got unbelief, unbelief in the availability of freedom, unbelief in the deliverer. And here's the third one. I got unbelief in myself. I got unbelief in myself. I can't do it. So I neglect. I can't do it because I ain't never done it before. I can't do it because I'm not good enough. God is like, I know. I know you've never done it before. I have. I know you're not good enough. I am. See, the issue is we think that God's open door depends on our quality. God's open door depends on my obedience. You waiting to make yourself better when God's like, let me make you better. And he will. Huh? And the truth, let me say one more thing before I move forward. Some of us don't want to be healed. You just want to get people back. You think you'll feel better when they go down. And you won't. Get them, God. He was like, no. Because the get them I want to do, you're not ready to see. Get them, God. He said, okay. Now, when I save them, clean them up. When I save them and clean them up, set them in stability, give them a better job, you're going to be mad. Because the truth is, your version of victory was their demise. And I didn't get you. I didn't get you. I think the scripture says it like this, Shan, such were some of you. Such were some of you. He's like, I didn't get you. I want you to think about this for a minute. Such were some of you. Kills me in the church, in this new fandango stuff that we're doing. Huh? Well, we got these people in the church. Can't nobody tell them nothing. Amen. You walk in, you think you're the greatest thing to ever step foot in God's house. The greatest thing to step foot in the house is Jesus. All of our righteousness is but filthy rags. Thinking you all deep and wonderful. Amen. And that's what happens when we've created stars and now servants. So we neglect salvation at the base through unbelief. But here's number two. Y'all sick of me? Y'all be all right. Salvation is neglected by a desire to return. Excuse me? Salvation is neglected. Put verse 3 back on the screen. Salvation is neglected when I want to go back to what he rescued me from. It's like, okay, if you study the children of Israel, them coming out of Egypt, that is an image of being saved, right? Moses really can be seen as a type. So we see imagery coming out of Egypt, bondage, into Canaan, promise. It is the Old Testament concealment of what Jesus does for all of us. He brings us out of our Egypts and prepares us for our promise, right? The issue is this. Some of us neglect the rescue by always talking about going back. They came out of Egypt and they was like, let's go back. It's better there. God is like, why is it that every story is always about your old life? Why do you have vibrant stories about your sin and nothing to say about your righteousness? Why can you tell me so much about how you don't know how you made it home, but don't remember when you got saved? How can you tell me how many bodies you got, but can't tell me how often you pray in the Holy Ghost? Hello? You know your body count, but not your prayer numbers? Huh? We know all of this stuff about our Egypt, but haven't studied nothing about our Canaan. Because we love Egypt. Because Egypt is where many of us felt strong. Egypt is where many of you felt like you were in control. Egypt, you had authority. Egypt is when you could shut the party down. Egypt. Canaan, you got to be a part of a body, and you like that radical individualism instead of that corporate bodiness. You don't want to be a part of us. You want to be able to be the star and not a member. So it's neglected when we have a desire to return. I want to go back. God is like, all right, now, you're going to drift. You're going to drift. I'll give you one more, number three. Y'all like, Pastor, shut up. No, having a good time. Y'all okay? Having a great time. Salvation is neglected by failing to embrace the journey. They came out of Egypt. Christina, they came out of Egypt. And they were like, wait a minute. I got to change my diet. I got to change my diet. Wait a minute. Can't I get to promise behaving the same way? No, no, no. See, the path is narrow. And so they came out of Egypt, and God was like, I'm not going to let you eat that other stuff. I'm going to feed you manna. Now, I want y'all to understand this. To this day, they don't even know what manna is. Think about this for a minute. You got all this speculation. You can't go to the grocery store and say, I would like to try some manna. Go ahead, try the Jungle Gyms. They got every section in the world out there. Go to Jungle Gyms and be like, excuse me, can you direct me to the manna? It ain't in there. Look how good God is. Watch this. They didn't have to go get it. They didn't have to kill it. They didn't have to gather it. They woke up and it was just there. Every morning. And somehow, in one food source, all of the nutrients that they needed for full and healthy survival was in one food source. All they had to do is eat manna, and they were completely healthy. Nobody's getting sick. Everybody has exactly what they need, eating one thing. And these folks said, we ain't had meat in a long time. We want some meat. You bunch of ungratefuls. It's like us. It's never enough. We want meat. God was like, all right. Fed them so much meat, they was like, we sick of meat. Please don't give us no more meat. See, here's the reality. When we neglect the journey, God was like, change your diet, change your path, come under a leader. Excuse me. Wait. Change your diet, change your path, come under a leader. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. Submit. I don't want to. I'd rather go back to Egypt where they was killing the babies. America.
Come on.
Oh, then got quiet in here. Yes, see, you see that? Huh? If you don't see that we, in our silence, are allowing this nation to be reformed into Egypt. We drifting away because we ain't focused. Huh? We literally have people who think the presence of Egypt is the presence of freedom. Careful. When you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. You better go pay attention to who even instituted abortion. Careful. It was a tool. It's quiet in here. Huh? Huh? Let me go ahead and throw just a couple more haymakers. Huh? It was a tool. It wasn't health care. It was population control. Because people who look like me were getting too strong. So somebody else said, how do we institute something to make them kill themselves? And then make them have guilt because they have no community. I'm pregnant and they're gonna look at me funny. See, there used to be a time where a baby girl got pregnant, mama was going to pull you in, grandmama was going to get you close. You was going to get fussed at, but the baby was going to be fine. You was going to be sitting on grandma's lap, and she was going to be grabbing them greens and rocking you and num, 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 and pot liquoring and getting you some cornbread all the while child going to school. I'll see you when you get back. That's the way it used to be. But when we bought in to the lie of our self-created Egypt, we drifting. Now, y'all can look at me, as my grandmother would say, three-quarter simple if you want to. But I'm not going to neglect salvation. I want freedom. And I want it his way. All of the things, everything I've said point to this. The word of the Lord is God's great gift. And it ain't going nowhere. You're going to have to run from it, but it ain't going to change. I say this and I pray. The flower wither. The grass fades. But the word of the Lord stands forever. Now, if he said it, believe it. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll make it good. Father, I thank you. I honor you. I give you praise. Lord, allow us not to neglect so great a salvation. In Jesus' name. And Lord, for anybody who has gone through the pains, the heartache of losing a child, even losing one to our own decisions, God, thank you for being a forgiving God, a restoring God. And now that we are under God, your submission, and we're submitted to you, thank you for allowing us to recover all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Clap those hands.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, I challenge you to make hearing the word a consistent habit. And if you know someone who may benefit from hearing this teaching, I encourage you to send it to them as well. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer.